games.
Yeah, definitely. It's not the result. We wanted. We had a great week of practice. Everyone was prepared. It's just the game of football is like that. The biggest thing we could have did, which I'm proud of, and a lot of the guys in the locker room were proud of, is that we kept fighting. Right till the end.
As hard as the result is to take, what was it like personally walking out on the win?
I try not to get caught in the moment a lot. It was a little emotional before the game, and as soon as we started, and I was coming in an extra tackle package, just really, I didn't even notice the crowd or anything. I just was out there just trying to be perfect on my assignments. Then unfortunately, Khalif went down and I was in, and I got a little second on the sideline to kind of reflect, like, well, this is kind of a storybook, innit? I get home and guy goes down, I have to step up, and but he was just disappointed. It's not where we want to be in the season, but we can't hold our edge right now. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. We've just got to bounce back. Yeah, it was all right. I didn't give up a sack. Just a couple of technical things. I was a little sloppy at. Which he capitalized on. He was just, he was bending the corner real well, and I wasn't getting out of my stance. I wasn't using my length at first, and once in a while I got to punch him and, use my length, and then, a couple of times he got hold of my shoulder. Just little things, I was doing technically wise that was allowing him to have a little edge. But, he's a great football player. I met Cam when we came out here for the media day. We got to chop it up a little bit, and I told him out on the field, it was a little second where I kind of laughed at him. I was like, yeah, I know what you're doing. I said, but guess what? Adjustments. I just made some adjustments. So, but he's a great player, as you all know, and salute to him and his team. Yeah, it was, that's Raider football, that first drive, that's Raider football, and that's what we see in practice every day. And we just got to be more consistent with that, just running the football on guys and protecting guys getting open, and we're totally 100% capable of doing it. Yeah, that was definitely for them, I think the best part was when the English anthem came on. That was touching. That got me a little emotional, because usually it's just the American anthem, and I always blow a kiss when I'm in America, because I always wish my daughter and my mum could see me play, and they were there. So I just let them know, found them in the crowd, and let them know that I'm there and I can see them. So. I think they understand more. They've been really excited being here. I've been trying to downplay it a lot, trying to stay straight with business. First night we got in, I got to go home to Manchester. A lot of them wanted to come with me, but just couldn't do it. But it is, and it's important, and they've seen how much the game's growing. A lot of them were kind of like thrown back by the stadium and the fans in there and stuff like that. So I think it was just a great experience. I mean, obviously, we're upset about the result, but I think guys will remember this trip for a long time.
How is the NFL experience for a Brit?
If you let it can be a lot, it's something I dreamt of when I was a kid. I always dreamt about being in America. Like I said, I always thought it would be the NBA. But, it's American football, so... every once in a while, I get a day off and I think about it and I'm like, wow. I think today I was kind of, this morning I was kind of thinking about it and I was like, I am one of the only British and one of a few Brits in the NFL, And it kind of, but it's just every once in a while, It's not every day I think about it. Just, sometimes I'll have a little moment. I'm like, wow, that's pretty crazy. And then I'm like, all right, what's next, So, but I'm not where I need to be. I want to be better. I want to be the best in this league. So, that's why I can never really stop and think about it. Really, I just think about ways I'm going to get better and better.
Just away from this, I know it's a busy day yesterday. Did you manage to catch any of Manchester City's win against Hull City?
I watched their match of the day. Yeah, I love match of the day, man. I swear to you, you think I'm lying. I went to my brother's room and he was like, you know, I was spending time with my brother because we were staying in the same hotel. And he was like, Match of the Day's coming on. I was like, all right, I'm gone. I just went to my room, kicked my feet up, watched Match of the Day. I miss it.
Yeah, they did.
They're a good team, good football team, you know. You know, but, you know, things we got to clean up, you know. Was, I'm talking like I'm the manager, innit? it's an interesting start to the league. You know, Chelsea are up ahead and, you know, and everyone's looking strong as they do, you know. But, you know, the tough will prevail at the end, and that's Manchester City.
You seen Sergio
or Joey Taylor? They were? Oh, man. He's still here? Right. I think they could, you know, some guys are kind of like reserved about the thought, you know. I think it's just, you know, being homesick, you know, a lot of Americans don't leave the country, so, you know, it's a new experience, and a lot of them do like, generally like it, you know, and, you know, obviously, I think they could be, you know, I think maybe about a year or two, a couple of years away, you know, but there's a lot of logistics that gotta go along with it, like scheduling, but there's no reason why, no. It would definitely be interesting, you know, but, you know, just trying to focus on every day, you know, like, I can't really think that far ahead if they do or they don't, you know, wherever the wind takes me, it takes me.